Hey, welcome to the Everyday Immunity Podcast, a place where we talk about different ways to boost the immune system naturally each and every day. I'm your host, Alicia Rosati of Rosati Nutrition. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode. If you're new, welcome and thank you for joining us. And if you're returning, thanks so much for coming back. So today is going to be a little bit different of a topic. I have no notes in front of me. This is completely off script, off the top of my head, but I want to talk about stuff that I have been wanting to talk about for so long. And I think a lot of us are, you know, on one hand, really tired of talking about this, but on the other hand, we really just want to talk to like-minded people and, you know, get to the bottom of it. So we are going to be talking about COVID today, and I'm going to specifically be talking about the measures that we've been taking here in Canada, because that's all I know, unfortunately, I'm dealing with. But I mean, let's dive right on in, guys. What's happening? I'm sure many of us are so sick of talking about COVID, of dealing with COVID, you know, restrictions and lockdown after lockdown. And I'm so over it. Like, clearly lockdowns are not working. And I've never once said that this virus is fake and it doesn't exist. I do think that there is a virus, obviously. I do think that it exists and I do think it is affecting people. However, I think this is much bigger than just that. I think that, you know, this has hit so many of us so hard, and this is really tricky. I do think that for most people, this could have been avoided had we been a healthier population. Now, if you're listening and you did lose someone, my sincerest, you know, condolences. I am very, very sorry about that. And I'm not trying to put any blame. I'm just saying a lot of us are not completely informed and realize the effects of our lifestyle. And I know a lot of people are perfectly healthy and they're still passing away from COVID, contracting COVID, and I get that. There are obviously going to be the one-off anomalies, but I'm talking about the general mass population here. I think a lot of this could have been a lot lighter had we been a little healthier. So many people are dealing with chronic illness and chronic disease lately. I mean, it's everywhere. You look at the numbers of cardiovascular disease, how many people have it, how many people are dying from it. You look at the numbers for autoimmune conditions, respiratory conditions, people being overweight. And it's not fat shaming, it's just plain science that being overweight, unfortunately, does correlate to dealing with more health conditions, being more susceptible to viruses, bacteria, other illnesses. That's just a simple fact. It's hard for your body to be healthy and, you know, deal with excess weight. And this is coming from someone who, no, I am not a perfectly skinny, healthy weight, but I'm working on it and I have been working on it. And I've had a lot of, you know, obstacles to overcome in terms of my weight, like my hormonal issue and things like that. But I do understand the importance of being at a healthy weight and healthy size. So it's more than how you look. I don't even care about how you look. It's really not that at all. We're talking about the actual health here and how it affects your body. Now, getting back to COVID, you know, so many of us don't want to put in the work to be healthy. We see a vaccine that is not FDA approved, is still undergoing trials, but we'd rather do that than, you know, tried and true methods of boosting the immune system like vitamin D, eating healthy, exercise. But no, we're going to close down gyms and lock everybody inside, can't see people, add to depression and anxiety and other mental health issues, but you know, we're going to lock everybody down so we don't spread COVID. So yeah, our COVID numbers are going to go down and COVID related deaths are going to go down. But what about mental illness related deaths? What about suicide numbers? What about rates of anxiety? What about rates of poverty? Right? Like, humans need to interact with people. Humans cannot be completely alone. We were never meant to be completely alone. Loneliness has such a terrible effect on our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health. We need to be in contact with other people. And when we've been locked down for over a year now, like, for what? You know, like, we're approaching my second COVID birthday. And I'm not upset about the fact that I can't celebrate with a bunch of people because I'm not big on, like, big birthday parties anyways. But it's really sad to think that over a year has gone by and we're still dealing with this. I still can't go to my best friend's house whenever I want and, you know, not be in fear of catching a virus. I still can't go out to the store and walk around the grocery store and, you know, check out the produce and think of new things that I want to try out in the kitchen. It's like boom, bang, in and out, get what you need, out. And now stores across Ontario are not allowed to sell non-essential items, only essential items. And this is what I don't understand. So I can go into Walmart and I cannot buy a book or underwear, anything like that, yet I can order that on Amazon, where over 1,000 people are packed into a warehouse. And where are the numbers coming from? A lot of the COVID cases, unfortunately, are coming from warehouse workers, factory workers, people who absolutely need to go to work and don't have the option of staying home because they need to provide for their families. I don't fault these people at all for going to work, because you got to take care of your family, and you can't do that if you choose to stay home, you know, and your boss is going to fire you. We need paid sick days in Ontario. We need a better solution. We can't keep doing these lockdowns and hurting these small businesses. Like, I just saw the other day, after all these lockdown notices and shutdown notices came out, so small mom and pop bars and restaurants are no longer allowed to have open outdoor patios, yet I drove past a Tim Hortons and they were filming a commercial with a full 20 to 30 person crew, no masks on, you know, nobody was social distanced. How can you film a commercial of two people sitting outside at the patio social distanced? You can't, right? And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to do that. I'm saying it's not fair that they are able to do that and a mom and pop shop is not allowed to open their doors. It's not right. And, you know, I've bit my tongue and I haven't said anything on social media over fear of being shadow banned, which I'm pretty sure I am shadow banned already. But I've kept my mouth shut because I know a lot of people get really riled up over this. And I've only talked to a select few who I know think the same way as me. But enough is enough. Like, we need to get back to a normal life. And the measures that we're taking to try and get there absolutely are not working. We need to do something else, you know, and it keeps circulating, at least I've seen. Again, this is respective to Ontario. The definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over and expecting a different result. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. We keep locking down, shutting down, and expecting a different result, expecting that the numbers are just magically going to go away. And obviously that's not going to happen. That's literally insane. That's literally insane. So we need to do something different. We need to all speak up, stand up. Like, literally enough is enough. Enough is enough. You know, we need to stop being so scared of hurting other people's feelings and offending other people. I'm not saying go out and intentionally say something to upset someone. I would never do that and I would never condone doing that. But why is it not okay to ask questions? Why is it that if I pose a valid concern on Instagram, I get flagged and I get a warning and, you know, they threaten to delete my account. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? So people who are shaming these people who are asking questions and, you know, actually asking, is a mask really safe? Is this vaccine really safe? Are lockdowns really safe? Can we look at the other effects of a lockdown? Can we look at the numbers of suicide, depression, anxiety, teenage eating disorders? Like, Sick Kids Hospital here in Toronto is absolutely going through a crisis, they've said, because they didn't know what to do with the mass amount of teenagers coming in with depression and anxiety and eating disorders because of being stuck at home. So why are we being shamed and shadow banned and flagged and silenced if we ask these questions? It's not okay to push a one-sided narrative, whether it's the side that I agree with or the opposing side. I think that we should be able to have the freedom of discussion, the freedom to ask questions, the freedom to, you know, share notes, compare thoughts. That's how we learn as a society. That's how we grow. That's how we get better. That's how we come up with the best solution, you know? And I hate how this is going. I hate that I need to be in fear of asking a question. And I hate that the news is so one-sided and it's so corrupt. Like, you know, everyone is pushing this vaccine. Oh, get it. It's the one answer. And I understand people in the science world are like, mRNA vaccines are completely safe. They don't work that way. And you guys know nothing what you're talking about. And da 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 da. And I get it. You know, I do understand that an mRNA vaccine works differently than a regular vaccine. I understand that. But has anyone even seen the VAERS reporting system? Does anybody even know what that is if I mention that? You know, I was talking to someone the other day and they had no clue what that was, but they're so gung-ho about the vaccine. Well, have you looked at the reported side effects? This is from the CDC, where they report all the adverse events or effects from vaccines. And if you go look up the VAERS thing for the COVID vaccine, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, there's so many reported side effects that the news is never talking about. So we don't know. And it's like, why do I have to work so hard to find this information? Yet it's so easy for me to sit back and be told the narrative that you want me to know. Why is that so easy? You know, the narrative is not 50-50 at all. It's not, here is unbiased science, here is unbiased news, here is the truth, the story. Like, here's all the information. You make up your own decision. You know, if someone had the full story, all the science, all the news, the side effects, the potential, everything, and you still chose to get the vaccine, I'm okay with that. If you had all the news, all the facts, all the sides, all the everything, and you still thought that lockdowns were the best solution, I'm okay with that. I may disagree, but at least I know you made a completely informed decision. But I think the mass amount of us making these decisions and blindly, you know, believing what the news says and that that's the complete story, I think that's wrong. A lot of us are being fooled. A lot of us are, I don't know how else to say it, being fooled, you know, and just following what we are being told and knowing all that we are supposed to know from higher ups. And who are you to say what knowledge I do and don't have access to, what information I do and don't have access to? That's not on you to decide, that's on me to decide. And I think that's on everybody to decide. I think we should have that freedom to come up to our own conclusions with having all of the facts. Unfortunately, that's not the case right now. And it just makes me so angry that we're at this place, because I have said from the beginning, you know, I think Australia and New Zealand did it so perfectly from the get-go. And I know I have some followers in Australia and New Zealand. So shout out to you guys for, you know, being able to go back to normal life. I really do envy you. And I wish that Canada could have taken a page from your notebook and done something similar to you, because you can't expect people to understand the severity of this by doing these, excuse my language, but half-assed lockdowns from the get-go. You know, oh, let's do this little shutdown and let's add that little measure and then we'll add this as well. No, I think when this was a threat, shut everything down. Nobody goes out for whatever period of time, you know? How can the virus move around and spread if no one's allowed to go anywhere? A complete shutdown, lockdown for 3-4 weeks. The virus literally has nowhere to go. Done. Threat is gone. You know, pay everybody a one payment for the 1 month, suck it up. And I think that would have been a lot cheaper than here in Ontario, we got a CERB payment, which was $2,000 a month if you were unable to go to work. And that lasted for, I think it was 4 months or 6 months. That's a lot of money. If you know the amount of people who took a CERB payment, whether they were eligible or not, and you multiply that over the 4 or 6 months, that's a lot of money, and that puts us in a lot of debt. And the problem is still not solved. You know, businesses are still failing. The Ontario government and the Canadian government still have to help these businesses out. There's been the business grants and everything, and people are still struggling. People are still losing their places to live. People still can't eat because of the financial effects of this. Whereas if we would have gone back when we first knew about this and we saw what was happening across the world, when we had our cases here, shut everything down. Shut the borders down for 1 month. Okay? I think it's so much better than over a year now of not being able to live, not being able to do anything. Like, I would much rather give up a month than give up the year that we have given up. And unfortunately, I think it's too late to do that now. I don't think we can go back. I think it's much too late. I think now the idea of lockdown is completely, it's outdated. We can't do it. Like, I think it's ridiculous. And I don't think this vaccine is the saving grace answer either. I really don't. I think we need to use this as an opportunity to educate ourselves on the importance of your health, the importance of your everyday choices, the importance of proper nutrition, eating right, sleeping right, getting active, getting some sunlight. You know, I think that's the big message here, the big takeaway. And I really hope you guys understand that. I really hope you guys take what I say and, you know, don't just take what I say as the end all be all, because I don't know everything. I'm well aware of that. But I have done extended research past what news has told me. I have done extended research past what the governments have let out and led me to believe. I've looked at scientific studies myself. I've looked at the VAERS reporting system. I've done all that and I've come to my own conclusion. And that's what I want you guys to take away from what I say. I want you guys to go do the research yourself and go come up with your own educated conclusion. You know, come up with that on your own. Don't let someone tell you what to think, tell you what to feel is the right thing to do. So with that, I leave you. You know, let me know what you guys think about this. What's life like where you live? This is what we're dealing with here in Ontario, Canada, and I'm over it. I'm so over it. So I would love to hear your guys' thoughts. I want to have a dialogue, a conversation about it. Share this episode and use the hashtag Everyday Immunity Podcast. Tag me in it at Rosati Nutrition, and I would love to hear your thoughts, what you had to say. But anyways, guys, until the next time, I hope things are a lot better on your side of the world, and I will talk to you in the next episode.